Welcome to the Kingdom Cowboy Podcast. The equipping of God's people comes by teaching and imparting the principles of Christ's kingdom as they unfold through the Holy Spirit today. Our focus is to make the scriptures alive, simple, and easy to understand. Now here's your host, Andy Taylor.
Is the church stuck? Overall, is the church stuck?
Is it stuck overall? I think in a lot of places it is. And here's what I've said, and we'll talk about fivefold ministry, apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, teacher, those things along the way. You have to have or need to have a little bit of at least a foundational understanding of that. Unless a church has apostolic influence, I don't think we have time to unpack all that now. We do want to talk about it, but unless a church has apostolic influence, somewhere along the way, they'll set up camp, and that's where they'll stay. That's who they'll be. They're defined from now on. But church should be a moving, changing, evolving organism. If we don't have apostolic influence, and that's the influence of people who have an apostolic anointing. The apostolic anointing sees where the church needs to go. That's why we need the fivefold ministry operating. So a ministry of the apostle sees where the church needs to go and has a good understanding of where the church is now. And then God gives practical steps on how we get from where we are to where we're going. And sometimes it takes a real blast of some kind to get the church off high center. But I think that's happening in today's church atmosphere.
God's doing a lot here in the awakening. What is it he's doing here?
Let me just say this, because this has been fresh on my mind. In our area here, one of the churches within the last couple of weeks baptized 15 people in our neighborhood. And you know me, and I hope people kind of embrace this same mentality. There's one church, right? We're all part of it. In Christ, there's neither Jew nor Greek, slave nor free, male or female, it says. You can carry that on out, Baptist or Pentecostal. We're all one in Christ. And I've been preaching that now for 30-some years. So I saw just this past week, 15 people got baptized in an area church. I heard again yesterday of a church across the Texas line. They had 11 people baptized in the month of January. I've said around here, we baptized more people last year in 2023 than we probably baptized any 6 or 7 year stretch of all put together. Part of that is, that's one of the signs of, is people coming into the kingdom of God, getting saved, getting born again. That's one of the big signs of it. And the other thing is people just waking up. I tell people, if you want God to do something in your church, first off, let him start to do something in you. And if everybody will do that, then this awakening won't be just one or two people. It'll be the whole body of Christ, which is what God has in mind. Those are some of the things that's happening. There's going to be a greater expression of the power of God. I had a vision years, 25, 30 years ago, of people, the interstate backed up both ways, getting off of the exit to come and get what God's doing here. Not what I'm doing, not what I'm saying, but what God is doing. And I've had a vision of ambulances pulling up, bringing people who are crippled, maimed, whatever, inside, and they walk out whole. I believe those things are coming, and we're starting to see those. We're starting to see ripples of that kind of thing happen. The awakening is, I believe God wants it to last all the way till Jesus comes back. But it depends on what the church does with it. So the church has got to come out of its traditional mindset. We got to deal with those elements of tradition that are keeping us from being what God wants us to be. And tradition's not a bad thing unless it's standing in the way of what God wants to do. And in that case, like it was in Jesus' day, religious tradition wasn't just a bad thing. It was the most evil thing there was. It was more than anything else. It was what hindering Jesus from doing what he was supposed to do.
Is the baptism the beginning of someone? What makes that the thing for the church? What makes that the critical point of a life for a church, or a marker? Or you hear that a lot. Is that a marker for churches to go 11 baptized?
Again, I'll just revert again. I'm not into counting. I think if you get into counting, then you start to get into comparison. That's not wise. But the word says to believe and be baptized. John came baptizing. John the Baptist. He came baptizing. That was what signified someone who had made a decision in their heart to trust and follow Jesus. And so that's the first step of obedience that we take, to be baptized. We in baptism, we identify with the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord. We go into the water, under the water, immersed, and we come out of the water to a new life. There's a lot of symbolic things pointing up to that, but it's really important. In fact, with the Muslim faith, the Muslim religion, is they can come over to America, get saved, get born again, baptized. They can go back home. They can tell them they got saved. They can tell them they read the Bible. They can tell them they follow Jesus. Their family can tolerate all that, but it's when they say, I got baptized, that's when they write them off. They write them out of the family. Mm. So it's that important. So water baptism is really important. The word says in Matthew, I think it's chapter 3, verse 11, John baptizes with water, but he said, but there's one coming after me, that's Jesus. He will baptize, whose sandals I'm not worthy to carry. He'll baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. So there's three baptisms mentioned there, water baptisms, baptism, fire, and Holy Spirit baptism. Hopefully we'll be able to talk about all those along the way.
Yeah.
There's another place over in the Gospels, over in the maybe Paul's writings, where it says one Lord, one faith, one baptism. So is that a contradiction? Because we talked about three a minute ago, but he says there's one. But all that is symbolic of us being immersed into the life of Jesus. He's in us, we're in him. It's that simple. Don't try to complicate it.
I'd like to talk more about baptism.
Yeah,
we'll get into that. But I want to finish here with the awakening and just to summarize, and is it available for anybody? I know that's a simple, open-ended question that's pretty set up, but
that's a good question.
I'm basically softballing you right there. A lot of people don't think it's available and really know that the awakening is even happening. Maybe the question is the church available? Is the church and the awakening available for anybody to understand? Do I got to be a scholar to understand the awakening of the church?
No.
I mean, I know you're giving it to me simple, the availability of the awakening and understanding it.
The Bible says that God is no respecter of persons. I think that needs to be requalified in that. It doesn't mean God doesn't respect anybody. It just means God's ways or his ways. But to the awakening, what God will do for one, he'll do for anyone. And so the awakening is available for everybody. If you look at it, try to look at it from God's standpoint, his ways are higher than our ways, right? Not just a little, but quite a bit, actually. God wants this awakening to happen with everybody, every little group that's meeting in the name of Jesus, to every big mega church, to the person out on the highway that's looking for answers and purpose in life. Absolute. God wants it for everyone. It's a contagious thing. It's not man that's doing it. We're just trying to cooperate with what it is that God is doing. But it's God that's doing the work. Yes, absolutely yes. The awakening is available for you if you're listening today. And I mean, embrace it. Ask God to show you what it means for you and what you need to do as a result of this. Yep, the awakening is here. It's not here in its fullness yet. It's still coming. It's going to depend on what the church does with it. So leaders, wake up. Get your focus on the Lord. Listen up, and he'll give you instructions in what and how and when and who and all that to do in your house, and the awakening will come in your house. It's going to look different everywhere.
Yeah. Open your eyes, open your mind, and open your heart, and just ask.
It's a move of God. The awakening is a God moving on the heart, the spirit of mankind. That's what it is.
And he can use anybody.
Oh, boy.
Oh, man. We've proven that right here.
Absolutely.
Today.
We're living proof he can use anybody. He can use you. And he can use you out there. I would plan on that. And your purpose, and your life is not going to be fulfilled until you lock on to what God's purpose for your life is.
I know we can go a lot further with this. I think we can go into the next podcast on that, being fulfilled and what fulfilled feels like. What does it mean? What does some of those questions I have? Just spurred my mind real quick. So, hey guys, if you like what you're hearing here on the Kingdom Cowboy podcast, tell your friends and family to download it. And you can listen to the Kingdom Cowboy podcast on your preferred platform. If you want more about the Kingdom Cowboy, Andy Taylor, you can go to andyrtaylor.com. For Gabe, Andy, and Andy Taylor on the Kingdom Cowboy podcast, we'll catch you next time on the next round.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Kingdom Cowboy podcast, where we give a money-back guarantee. You'll be better when you leave than when you arrived. That's the outcome of listening to God's living word for this hour. Remember to subscribe to this podcast. If you would like to contact Andy with your questions or comments, you can do so at andyrtaylor.com.